We have learned from last night's Democratic debate that we don't need any more Democratic debates. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, Hillary and Barack now agree on everything except what color to paint the Oval Office. And we were reminded of another thing. You do not take cheap shots at Barack Obama.
You know, lifting whole passages from someone else's speeches is not change you can believe in. It's change you can Xerox. And well, I just that, don't think. No, but, happened, you know, but Barack, it is. Because
said the audience. You consider that this week, the New York Times decided to run a story about John McCain palling around with a female lobbyist 9 years ago. Very carefully worded to talk only about the appearance of impropriety, since there was zero evidence. Well, Barack Obama has had an appearance problem, too. A rich guy named Tony Rezko, now in jail, helped finance his political career and even helped the Obamas buy their new house 3 years ago. The last substantial New York Times story on Obama's relationship with him was a short article last June. Commentator Tavis Smiley knows you don't diss Barack. Obama turned down an invitation to Smiley's State of the Black Union Convention in New Orleans tomorrow, which prompted Smiley to say this on the air.
I believe that this is a critical miscalculation and a missed opportunity.
Well, Smiley says that since then he's been hammered, he's been barbecued, he's been called a hater, he's been called a sellout, he's been called a traitor, and people are harassing his relatives. He did get one candidate to accept, though. Hillary Clinton will definitely be coming. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.